Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva Updates for Lives and Friends. This is Carrie. You can follow me on Twitter at Diva Abdul. And please check out the blog several times a day if you can. So I try to update it all the time. DivaAbdul.com. And right now I feature on the homepage. You look on the right screen. There's a little tiny poll there. But if you want to express yourself on how you feel about Dannifer reuniting for the third time, because the first few times were just they were just so awesome, they had to bring him back again. And so far, the Jennifer reuniting is a torturous nightmare is winning 88% to 12%. So 12% of people think it's an amazing love story. So there you go. Yeah, we all have different opinions. Also on the blog, you can sign up for our e-newsletter. You just type in your email address, and once a day you get an email with all the latest updates that happened the past 24 hours. Usually it arrives about 6:30 to 7 o'clock Eastern time. And we also have a Google Plus page there you could follow, or if you have any Gmail account, you could follow the blog with your Gmail account. Facebook is Diva Days is the friend page, and the fan page is Diva Days for Lives. And here on Blog Talk Radio, you can follow us. And thanks for all of our followers. We're in triple digits. I'm very excited. And you can subscribe to us on iTunes, so that way you don't have to worry about missing a show. It just downloads automatically for you within 24 hours. So tonight we have Anna here.
Hello.
Yeah, I'd like to thank Anna and Rose and Marianne for hosting the last few weeks. So my sons are in a million hockey tournaments. And we're not done yet. We've got two more to go. So, it's hard for me to host a show and then wake up at 4:45 the next morning. So, oh, my gosh, seriously. But I'm going to give a shout-out to our friend at Bob Hapka, at Amy Hapka. Bob, last week, met Ariane Zucker and Sean Christian at the Tampa Bay event. Yeah, he seemed pretty happy about that. And now I had an update on our friend Kenneth Gaddy, who was on American Idol. He posted on Facebook that he's working with a songwriter.
Wow.
Who has written famous songs. So that's really cool.
Very cool.
Yay, so excited. His career is going right along.
Now you can follow Kenneth. Awesome.
Yeah, you can follow Kenneth at KBSoul365. And Anna, you want to give your Twitter handle out, too?
At Kazi Hooch. And you can find Marianne at Mama, M-A-M-A, underscore Hooch. I don't have an underscore on mine. And let's see, and then Rose of the Briar. So, check us out on Twitter. And if you want to, if you enjoy Kate and Sammy, follow at Cammy Fans. If you enjoy Rafe and Kate and wish they would get back together, follow at Rafe Fans.
That's the other boring couple. We'll get to them later. But holy cow! I mean, when you see Rafe, I know. When you see Rafe, then you see Jace, and it's like, really? Do you really think this is a better couple just because the woman is younger? I mean, I just don't get it. But, I want to start with Dannifer because, oh, my gosh, they pretty much sucked up the whole week. And I have to say, it was one of the worst weeks in a while, probably since October. So I thought Dave's doing really well from November sweeps on. And Yeah, and just between Dannifer and Jace, they're just boring. And I don't get why they reunited them, other than Tomlin loves that couple. They've been broken up since August. I've seen no fans flipping out on Twitter or anywhere that they wanted them reunited. Everybody's like, yeah, whatever, they broke up. And, you know, you look at EGMA fans, they trended several times this week. And, you know, I don't see anybody planting Twitter bombs for Danifer. So, nothing against the actors either.
Wait, who,
you know,
who,
I like that.
Who trended this week?
Oh, EGMA trended a couple times. I can't remember what they were. But, yeah, they trended a few times this week. So, it just... You know, it's nothing against the actors. I think the actors are very good, and they're nice people and all that. And I like...
They just don't have chemistry. I mean, Kate and Rafe had immediate chemistry, and it surprised everyone, but it worked. These two, they've been trying for, what, 7, 8 months now, and they still don't have chemistry. It's like they should have given up months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And their scenes are just awkward. I can't even watch them. I'm just like, especially when they're in bed. So I'm just like, ugh. You know, to me, it's just totally forced. Well, I don't know. I didn't mean to get into them already. But, yeah, we can save them. But, yeah. You want to talk about Danifer first. But, ugh.
It just, I just don't, like I said, there's no clamoring for them to reunite. You know, I didn't see anybody cheering this week that they reunited. And it's, I just don't understand. I mean, and the thing is, too, you know, we've heard that Sean Christian has told fans, you know, I know you guys don't like Danifer. So,
yeah.
Sean Christian knows, and he's confident enough to say that in public, then the show has to know, then why the hell are they forcing them? And on top of that, it's going to get worse. Now Liam is going to stalk Jennifer. So
Oh,
I know. We're still not done yet. I mean, I'm hoping maybe Teresa is out of their orbit. And, you know, now she's with Brady. Hopefully she'll give up on Jennifer and, you know, be nasty to her. But that, I thought that was a waste of time for Teresa. But, yeah, I mean, with Liam, though, how the hell would this guy who was formerly married get so obsessed with Jennifer after a half of a date that he spent most of his time with JJ and not Jennifer, and he kind of kissed her once? How does that translate into an obsession? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, I mean, it basically translates into Daniel being her savior again. Like, Daniel being a hero. He's going to have to rescue her. I'm like, I really was enjoying Nicole and Daniel together, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And I was really kind of having fun with them. And I was looking forward to maybe a triangle between her and Eric and Daniel. And now they're back to the Jennifer thing, and I'm just like, oh, geez.
Yeah, just, I don't see the point. It's like, if you have to bring another person in to break them up, then just stop, you know? But, I mean, the thing is, too, that I was mad about was Daniel forgave Jennifer so quickly. And that really made me mad. She's like, oh, I was being judgmental. It's like, yeah, you were.
Yeah, you always are, yeah.
Yeah, and on top of that, she was judging him and yelling and screaming at him in front of their coworkers. And, and talking about his personal life after they broke up in front of their coworkers. I mean, she humiliated him for something he didn't even. Yeah, he didn't even do it. And, you know, Dopey Dan just like, oh, it's okay. Yeah, it's like, no. Because she's not going to stop. No, she's going to keep doing it. But she's like, oh, I got away with that. I mean, what she did was just so high school drama queen immature. It's not even funny. I mean, honestly, it's more interesting for her to break up with Daniel or to yell at Daniel in public. I mean, they were already broken up, but she was yelling at him. But it was just so immature. And then he takes her back. It's like, well, you know, now JJ's on the, is on Team Danifer. Oh, another thing. Oh, my God. I can't believe this Friday. Nicole finds out Danifer's reuniting, so she goes to, yeah, I know. Then she goes to Jennifer's and says, about time you came to your senses. And then Jennifer says, oh, yeah, there's many people. It's nice to know that many people wanted us to get back together. It's like, and I had to make fun of that. It's like, really? Who are all these people that wanted Jennifer back together? Because I don't see any of them on Twitter. So, I mean, good night. So besides Jennifer, Daniel, that was, I don't know, maybe Parker. Like, maybe JJ and Abigail. But, I mean, Anne didn't want them together. Teresa didn't want them together. I mean, there was just many people who didn't want them to reunite. Miranda said in chat room, Jennifer, when she says many people, it equals voices in her head. that's a good one. So, yeah. So, Daniel, but what cracked me up, Daniel's like, because, you know, she basically jumped on him on top of his couch, and they were going at it until Nicole stopped them.
Thank you, Nicole.
Yes, thank you, Nicole.
Friends don't let friends do that on national TV.
And Daniel's like, oh, it's okay, I wanted to be special. And it's like, really? You know, you've done that before a few times with her. It's, you know, it's not really special now. At this point, you know, so for the third time, you know, gosh, anyway, so he has candles and I think flowers ready to go at his apartment.
Oh, brother. Wow.
Well, that's the thing, too. Even those scenes aren't sexy. You know what I mean? So, I just don't get those two at all. So that's what we're going to look forward to this week is passing the brain bleach because of Dana for sex. So you want to talk about Jordan raising Kate?
You want to talk about what?
Jordan raising Kate.
Just that Jordan and Rafe suck, and they're like the most boring couple ever, just about. And I mean, we could have a contest between Jordan and Rafe and Danifer and see who. Of course, Danifer's been boring for longer than Jafe has been boring, so it might be unfair to judge. Mm-hmm. But at this point, they've only been trying to force this couple for 7 months now. And it didn't work then, it's not working now, and nothing against the actors. It's just, you know, the chemistry was immediate with Rafe and Kate. Everybody saw it, even mm-hmm. people who didn't like Rafe and even people who didn't like Kate. That was what was so unique about that pairing, the surprise of them getting together and then the surprise that it clicked and that it worked immediately. And it united people that either previously couldn't stand Rafe. I mean, some people just tolerated him or still don't like him, but you know, a lot of people saw him with fresh eyes because he was so different when he was with Kate. He was so much more interesting. And and with Kate, you know, it's like, you know, a lot of people at first were like, wow. I mean, you know, people that were Rafe fans started to like her with him, you know. So I don't know, it just, I don't get it. I just don't get it at all. Pretty much, you know, Jordan and Rafe had more sex this week, which I fast forwarded through, so I couldn't tell you how it went. And her mystery brother is circling the premises. Ben, mm-hmm. he's made his appearance. Mm-hmm. It's cute.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, I don't know how he's going to mix into all of it, but. Yeah, he's cute, and did he actually run into them yet, or is he still, because I didn't see them towards the end of the week, or is he still being a mystery?
He kind of followed Jordan to that bench area, and she's not happy that he's in town.
Oh.
And he's like, you don't want him to see me, because he basically said he saw Jordan and Rafe kissing at the pub. And basically, then they both left. But Ben applied to be a bartender at the club. So, but then one of my friends DM'd me, and they think that Ben is gay. So I don't know. I haven't heard anything about that.
Wait, say that again? They think Ben's gay?
You're one of my friends, I guess. And Ben kind of dinged
his
gaydar.
Your phone's cutting out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Your phone's cutting out, yeah.
Yeah, my friend thinks that Ben's gay. So,
I kind of wondered.
Yeah, but the thing is, too, he was, when Sonny announced he was getting married, he congratulated him, and Ben assumed that he was marrying a woman. So, if Ben's gay, you would think Ben would kind of picked up on Sonny's gay. But,
yeah.
I don't know. So, I guess we'll see.
Well, isn't Ben supposed to be for Abigail or no?
I don't know.
What's going on? But I mean, it's so strange how this show can be so good and then
mm-hmm.
just take a turn for the worse suddenly.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was so good during the Nick, Gabby, Kate, you know, Sammy saga. All of that was so good and. You know, and some of the other stories were really on all cylinders, and it's like this last week was just really awful. I mean, okay, let's keep showing these people that are really boring and love
mm-hmm.
the scenes that are extra boring, and then,
mm-hmm.
oh, let's reunite Danifer again because the first four times they did it, it didn't work. let's try it again,
mm-hmm.
and let's set it up to where Daniel can be the lifesaver once again. And, you know, so it's just like, ugh. And then how long are we going to see Teresa and Brady drinking together? And it's just like, ugh, I don't know. I just feel like they suddenly lost their compass again. Although, I mean, Nick is great. I mean, I love to hate him. He is so good. But, yeah, it's like it's hard to root right now for anybody because it's just weird. I don't know.
Yeah, actually, I don't mind Teresa and Brady. I mean, obviously, she's not the woman to put him on the right path, but Brady never picks the
yeah.
woman who puts him on the right path. He always
that's
picks
true.
The bad girl.
Yeah, true.
So, but he knows what Teresa's about, and he knows that she's, that she uses.
They're mildly entertaining, I guess. Yeah.
But I think they have more chemistry, though, than Danifer and Chase combined. But I think
yeah.
their story, though, is more realistic. Because usually, you know, birds of a feather flock together, so it makes sense to me that
yeah.
someone who's an addict,
yeah,
only
uh-huh.
person they could be around that won't judge them is another addict.
Right. It's like misery loves company, you know.
Yeah, but you see that all
yeah.
the time. I mean, how many couples do
yeah,
you see that
works.
They're both
yeah,
using? It makes sense. But that's what happens
yeah.
in real life. Usually they're
yeah.
both using. So, but no, actually, because that's a good chemistry. But crack me up, I think it was Monday. Jennifer didn't go to work. Daniel didn't go to work. Abigail didn't go to work. And Teresa was at work, and she went to the club. She was pissed off about something, and she's drinking. And it's not even noon yet.
It's another week in Salem.
How does this hospital work? Then no one is there. The only person there is working is
now.
Anne.
You know why? Now you know why Anne's so pissed all the time. She's the only one working.
She's the only one there. I mean, holy cow! So yeah, and Brady was something else too. Sonny was concerned about him driving and it said so to Brady, and then Brady said that he forgot his gloves, came back to the club and said someone was following him, and then he came home and it was kind of funny. Maggie was kind of loving on Victor, and he's thinking, oh, he's, you know, Victor's going to score. Maggie's like, oh, I got the house alone, and you know. And then Brady comes in and starts yelling at them. He thinks Victor has him tailed. And it's pretty funny. doctor yells at him and says, "Oh, I'm sorry that your job's interrupting your drinking time." And he had some good liners this week. Oh, they came out. John Anderson's not retiring. Because there was some dubious website that put it out there, and he's not retiring.
Oh. Okay, well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder where that got started.
Like I said, dubious websites. It's funny how people find these websites that no one else ever heard of before.
Well,
so.
How was it announced that he wasn't then? Did NBC say something or what?
His agent.
Oh, how funny. Well, I'm glad. That's good.
Yeah, he quoted in Silver Digest. He said, "Well, I'm lost in the building, so I might as well do some work." I thought that was
funny.
But
he said what? He's what in the building?
He's lost in the building, so he might as well work while he's there.
Oh,
something
funny.
Like that.
That was cute. I love Diana. He's so funny.
Yeah, the rumor was
I think a lot of his own wit comes through with Victor, for sure.
Oh, that's what everybody says. Everybody says he's the funniest person on the show.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad. I hadn't heard that. I'm glad he isn't.
Of course, there's another rumor out there, too, that Stephanie, Melanie, and Frankie are coming back to the show. So, I don't know where people get the stuff.
Why?
I don't know. Okay, also with Jordan and Rafe, they had sex again, and then, of course, Jordan's hungry, so they go to the pub to eat a Reuben.
Yeah, it's like nobody ever makes food at home. They all have to go. She must have one of those mini fridges at her place or something, so they're always going to the club to eat.
It wasn't her place. It was his place again.
Oh, it was his place?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know it.
Yeah, he still has not been to her apartment.
Gotcha.
I just think it's funny that after she said, like, "Hey, I want a Reuben sandwich," I mean, that's just, that doesn't cross my mind, but I don't know, Reuben sandwich. Of course, they go back to the pub. I don't even know what time of day it is, so I'm getting confused. It's like, at the end of the week, it was morning, and then people were drinking, and then it seemed like it was nighttime again, and then I think Jennifer went back to work, and JJ was trying to get work done, and then it was nighttime again, and everybody is getting ready for their dates, and I was just getting confused all week with the time of the day it was. But, so Kate comes over and basically threatens Jordan and asks her to promise her that she's not going to hurt Rafe, and she promises, and then Kate says, "Oh, I pay back the debts that I'm owed." It was a threat. And Rafe,
cool.
Rafe comes in. And Jordan leaves, and Rafe kind of heard part of their conversation. He's like, "You know, did you threaten her?" And she's like, "Yeah." She basically showed up to it. Mm-hmm. She's like, "You know, I just feel protective of you, that's all."
Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually kind of glad that Rafe caught her. That made it more interesting. He got in a little squabble in there with Marlena.
Oh, yeah.
Marlena just
like,
asked her why
she hired Nick. Yeah.
Yep. So, you know, I kind of noticed, I think Marlena's got relegated from, you know, having her own storyline, but basically now her storyline is just to keep Brady and Eric away from women she doesn't like.
Exactly. So bad for her.
I mean,
it's like, she's kind of gotten, she's almost to the, you know, how Kate used to always meddle in her kids' lives. That's like where Marlena is right now. She's occupying that space because it's like she has such contempt for Nicole, you know, and yet Nicole has done so much, you know, for Eric, you know, so it's like, I don't know.
And the thing is, though, too, you know, Marlena's right. Nicole is hiding somewhere.
Yeah.
So, but this, that part really bothers me because you can't even enjoy Eric and Nicole because you
know
she's going to get busted. And they do this every time.
I'm so pissed that they wrote this. I'm so pissed that they wrote it this way. This is a huge mistake, in my opinion.
Yeah,
and they could have found another way to put obstacles and make it interesting and all. They didn't need to do that.
Yeah, I just thought, you know, why did Harper do the right thing? And see what he chose her to begin with. He already chose her over the church, so.
She should have. That would have been part of the, you know, that would have been part of the love story that she then realized she could share that with him and feel secure that he wasn't going to leave her, you know, that he wasn't going to go back to the priesthood. So, I don't know. To me, that would have been a much better payoff than what's going on now. So, I don't know. It's really annoying.
Yeah, so, well, I guess the spoilers this week is she wants to have sex and he backs off. So, so one couple we wanted, to watch do it. We're not going to get it, but instead we have to watch Danifer.
Yeah, and we have to watch, we had to watch Eric with Kristen, who we didn't want to see him with, over and over again on the playback of the tape, but yet we don't get to see him with the person we want to see him with. It's so annoying. Ugh. I mean, I understand angst and all that. That's part of the soap deal, but it's like, it's just, I mean, think about it. It's been almost a year and a half since Eric first came back that we were thinking Nicole and Eric. So it's like, we've had enough angst. We want some payoff now.
Right.
But.
Yeah. Yeah, just, it's a bummer. I mean, I don't mind them waiting, but it just seems like she wants to seal the deal before she
she's too anxious to go ahead. And is she really trying to put the papers back together?
Well, she so what happened with Nicole is we saw Brady interrupt her while she was shredding some of them. I guess she shredded all of them, and she had an attack of conscience. Basically, because Marlena was threatening her. So I'll start with that. Beginning of the week, Eric announced that he's leaving the church, and Eric said it was like Marlena and Nicole there, and Sammy over here, and Sammy flips out, and so she, Sammy made this comment to Eric, you're dipping your toe back into that stagnant pond. And it's like, oh my God, that was so wrong. To call Nicole's nether regions a stagnant pond. But, so Eric stood up for her. So, I mean, that's the thing is, too, it just, this seems so much like Kristen and Brady with Eric and Nicole. You know, I mean, basically Eric's doing the Brady part by defending Nicole, and all his family is in his face saying, you know, this is, you know, she's not the one, you know what I mean? You need to stay away from her. So basically it's the same storyline, really. And it was funny when Sammy started attacking Nicole, and then Eric took Sammy aside, and Nicole says to Marlena, way to jump in there, Mar. Marlena says, don't call me Mar. It was so funny.
That was funny.
Oh, my gosh. So that totally cracked me up. Yeah, so that's when Nicole started getting change of heart about the evidence, and she kind of had this little daydream fantasy that she puts the shredded paper back together and hands it to Eric, and for some reason Daniel's there too when she does it, and she said it was like given to her anonymously, and and of course in her daydream they actually fall for that, so that she, that's when she decides that take it home and put it back together, but then she kind of just leaves it underneath the desk where anybody could see it in the living room, and Eric does see it and picks it up and actually offers to put it back together for her. And Daniel knows about the shredded paper, so I don't know how she's going to put the shredded paper back together again and claim she got anonymously when they already saw the shredded paper to begin with.
Oh, dear.
Yes, and you know, I'm not sure how she's going to pull that off.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
So the end of the week, the week ended on Friday. Nicole's waiting for Eric at the club, which is weird because Nicole was saying all week she didn't want to take Eric in Salem. That she was tired of everybody, you know, getting in her face about it. But she's all dolled up. She looks great, and thank God she let down her hair and doesn't have it.
So good. I didn't like the way it was done earlier in the week.
Yeah, yeah. She finally let it down. It was all curly. And Eric's behind her, and he hands her a rose, and it was so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, they let Eric be funny this week, too. He made a joke that he was going to take her bowling. You know, you're thinking, okay, Dace is so unromantic, he might actually do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because Rafe doesn't take Jordan out anywhere.
I know. That's funny. Yeah,
so,
Shea Rouge is no longer, I guess. We don't ever see Shea Rouge.
Yeah. And everybody either goes to the club or the square or the pub to eat.
Uh-huh.
So, you know. We'll see that. I mean, if they end up just eating at the club, I'm going to be pissed. Because that's not going to be very romantic, but they're going to be bothered the entire time. But anyway, that was really cute seeing that when he gave her the rose. So, oh, we have to talk about the highlight of the week.
Yes, you go for it. It was the best.
Yeah, if you missed this week, and you want to know what to watch, I highly recommend watching the Sierra scenes.
Oh, my God. That little girl needs an Emmy, a juvenile Emmy. She's so good.
Yeah. Lauren Bowles, just, I'm giving her Performer of the Week. I mean, she just killed it. So I think it was Tuesday. Sammy gets a text from Sierra that she made her promise to buy her 10 pairs of earrings. Because that was what she promised Sierra, to give her back her diamond earring. So
that Theo found down by the river where they dumped Nick's body.
Right. So when Sammy meets Sierra in the square, they're arguing about it because Sierra wants to go to the expensive store and Cherie has her earrings picked out in her mind. And Sammy's trying to talk her out of it. So Nick shows up. And so, they're discussing what they're arguing about. And Sierra's like, yeah, I found Sammy's earring down by the river. And she's telling him the whole story. And basically how Sammy bribed her with 10 pairs of earrings and she gave it back. So it was just hilarious. So that's another piece of evidence right there that Nick had. And so Nick helps Sierra turn the screws a bit on Sammy. And Sierra's like, yeah, Sammy doesn't believe in finders keepers. That's funny. So they go to the store, and she gets her 10 pairs of earrings, and she takes them to Hope. And Hope's looking at these earrings, and then she sees the receipt, and the receipt is for $4,000. So Hope's pissed, but she's pissed at Sammy. She thinks it's Sammy's fault that she's spoiling Sierra, and really is Sierra doing the entire time. So Hope's like, well, you can't keep these. And first she said, you can keep one and not wear them till you're 18. And then we'll donate the rest. And Sierra's basically throwing a fit. And then Aiden watches the whole thing. And Hope, Sierra kept leaving. She kept leaving with Abe and then coming back, and Abe and coming back. And Aiden shows up, and he thinks that Hope is just spoiling Sierra with all these earrings. He doesn't realize, you know, Sammy bought them, and, you know, Hope doesn't want her to keep them and all this stuff. And obviously Aiden's saying, oh, we don't get along because we have different values. So, yeah, he was really digging out the daggers there. And then afterward, Sierra comes back, and she thinks Aiden talked Hope into taking the earrings off of her. So later on, Sierra tells Aiden, yeah, I didn't get to keep the earrings, and it's your fault. So Aiden gives himself credit because he thinks he stepped in and stopped Hope from spoiling Sierra. so. And then Hope said straight, like, no, my cousin bought these earrings, and no, she's not keeping them. And she just got up from the desk and left. She was all pissed at him. So
yeah.
Oh, and they're doing the bake sale. And it looks like from the spoiler pictures I have up on the Diva blog, they are actually showing the bake sale.
Oh.
That was another
I'm really loving Aiden and Hope. I think he's adorable, and I think they really are cute together. I like that they're fighting and stuff, and then they had kind of some nice moments earlier in the week, and then, you know, I don't know. I'm really excited about it. I'm glad to see Hope with a story like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they're not going to bring Bo back, or if they don't for a long time, then it's nice for her to have a story. And I like that it came from the kids, you know, that it came through the kids.
Yeah. But what I don't get, though, is John comes back this week.
I was wondering when he was coming back. I thought it was around this time.
Yeah,
he's
so
been gone about a year.
Tuesday.
He's been gone almost a year.
Yeah, and he, I thought it was going to be that he's going to tell Hope that Bo's dead. No, he just tells her that Bo's got an undercover. And it's like, well, you know, they built this whole thing up that, you know, this was, you know, Hope moving on from Bo. You know, we've been hearing about this for a while. I think since, like, November. That was the whole point of the storyline, and it's not. So, I mean, what are they going to do? Are they going to have Hope cheat on Bo, or is she going to try to divorce him, or... Yeah, I don't understand. I don't understand the point of keeping him alive.
Yeah. Probably because as soon as she gets involved with him, falls in love and is about to get married to him, Bo will come back.
But you could do that with Bo being dead, though, too. You know, he doesn't
That's
have to
true.
Necessarily...
And that never, being dead never stopped anyone from coming back.
Yeah, I mean, dead people never crash weddings at Salem or...
No. Uh-oh.
They don't crash
or
baptism.
Christenings or
yes.
Christenings or you know, baptisms or yeah exactly.
So I mean, I'm glad Hope's getting a story, but
yeah, Christian's looking really good. She looks really good.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Yeah, I just always been beautiful. I just I'm glad she is. I was kind of surprised. This is how they're taking it. I thought that. Yeah, they were going to kill them all. And apparently this bake sale...
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Bake sale what?
Oh, the bake sale, I guess, is this week. And it's just... It was funny, though. Hope made a comment that Sister Mary Joseph got arrested. This, she was assaulting people to get to the last pie. I'm like, oh, okay, this better be a good bake sale then.
If we see in the credits that there's a stunt double for Sister Mary Margaret, we'll know there's going to be some kind of action going on at the bake sale again this year.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
Then Nick's wandering around town still. I haven't seen him do any real work yet for Kate, but at least he's wandering around town making sure that everybody's lives are miserable.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I love how he just, you know, inserts himself into, like, the whole Sierra thing and everything else. He's so good. I mean, I have to say I just love Blake Barris. He has done such a masterful job with this whole thing. And he's got Gabby whipped. And then... Oh, when Gabby's going to go out with T, and so Nick's all jealous, so he pretends like he's talking to Gabby over the phone with an earshot of T, saying, oh, I know, you just feel sorry for him and everything, and trying to make him think that Gabby doesn't really want to go out with him. And I was so hoping Gabby would walk in while he was pretending to talk to her on the phone. That would have been funny. Oh. But anyway.
And for T, the actor, Brendan Coughlin, his baby boy was born this week.
His what?
Brendan, who plays T, his son was born this week.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and he just joined Twitter, but he basically only tweeted a picture of the baby, and that was it.
Well, I asked Dave a long time ago what his Twitter account was. I guess he didn't have Twitter, so.
Yeah, let me see if I can pull it up.
Yeah, because I tweeted to at NBC Days a while back when T started working at the club, and I said, hey, you know, we need to give Brendan some love. What's his Twitter account? Because I looked it up, but I couldn't find anything for him.
He's at Bren_Coughlin.
Okay.
And
it's Coughlin, Coughlin, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Support Brendan, a.k.a. T-Man. On Twitter, yeah.
Yeah, they named their son Sawyer Creek. So it's
Sawyer Creek
Coughlin. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I like the Sawyer part. Maybe the Creek.
Yeah, Creek's a little different, but.
Yeah, must have
less Sawyer. Less Sawyer Creek is some sort of symbolic thing for their family or something.
Yeah, I think that was pretty. It's different.
Or maybe that's the baby's mother's last name or something, maiden name. I mean, I don't know if they're married or what, but it's a family name.
The mother is the woman who played T's New Year's Eve date.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, so she's been on Days. Yeah, I didn't catch her name though. Yeah.
Are they married or is this?
No.
Do you know?
Mm-mm, no. They literally met on the set and Boone got pregnant. I thought it's
oh, wow.
Like.
So,
yeah.
So is she one of the bimbos that he dates? Because that's what Nick was saying. He just dates bimbos. That's funny. Given
yeah,
the fact that that's his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Wow, so Brendan moves fast. I guess EJ Demir is not the only one in Salem with magical seed.
Oh, speaking of magical seeds, guess who thinks she might be pregnant next week?
Who? Oh, Abby. Oh, geez. I don't think she's going to be, though.
No, I doubt it.
But that would be funny.
And the one who plants the seed in her head that she's pregnant is Sammy. I guess Abby gets sick
of
her burn. Yes, of course. Yeah. Abby gets sick and fiber, and Sammy makes a comment that she's pregnant. And it's like, the thing is, though, it's so funny. It's like, why would Sammy even guess that? And
right, because it's not even like she's outwardly dating anybody, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's like totally out of the blue. So it sounds like next week, besides the Danifer sex, might be better than this past week.
Oh, geez, there's Danifer sex already? Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Oh. I really wish that weren't happening, but oh, well.
Yeah.
Fast forward material.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and since I'm talking about Abby, EJ and Abby, it's Monday. She's kind of made it like an appointment with him at his office, and they were going out on the desk, and EJ just starts saying, oh, I want to have sex with you here and sex with you there in the hospital and this, that, and everything else. And I think he was trying to turn her off, and it worked. She actually got turned off. But if he said that to me, I'm like, yeah, let's go. That would work for me, but apparently Abby, the way he was talking made it seem like, you know, their relationship is kind of cheap and tawdry. And it's like, well, it is. You're having an affair. I mean, you know, you're not making love. You know what I mean? So I don't get what Abby's thinking. So they break it up again, and then she has to talk to him again on Friday, and again they agree to break up and agree to keep it to themselves, and it was hurt a lot of people, blah, blah, blah. So... Oh, and Sammy and EJ had sex this week and set a date. So Sammy's been announcing it to people that are getting married in May, and she told Rafe, and Rafe kind of flipped out. So tell her that EJ's going to hurt her. So it's kind of funny because, you know, Kate worried about Jordan hurting Rafe, and you have Rafe worried about EJ hurting Sammy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
In a way, you know, both Rafe and Kate are kind of acting inappropriately. You know what I mean? You know, they both kind of need to mind their own business in a way. But they're both wiped out, too. So it's funny.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, Gabby kind of had a point when she's like, well, you keep taking EJ back. And somebody, I know the Jammies were offended by that, but I mean, in a way, Gabby's not wrong in that sense. I mean, you know, they, Nick and EJ both have major issues, but I mean, but I don't know. It's just kind of funny. But, Gabby's so gullible, though. Gosh. And Nick knows that about her, and all he has to do is throw out a couple of, you're so beautiful, and, you know, he is such a master manipulator. Oh, my gosh. He's something else.
Yeah. You know, it would have actually would have been a nice flip if Gabby was actually playing Nick and just pretending that she, like, she knows all along what he's up to. I mean, that would, you know, sort of, I mean, she has to be really dumb. To fall for all those crap he's spewing.
Well, and remember, she was on to EJ when EJ was trying to milk her for the truth a while back. She caught on to him and fooled him. Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't be unprecedented, but, you know, she goes and calls Sonny in front of you know, in front of Nick and is like, did I do okay? Did I say it right? And I'm like, ugh.
Mm-hmm.
But no, anyway, so.
So Nick went to the apartment to visit Gabby, and Gabby basically let him in because she's mad that Will and Sonny got engaged, which I don't understand why she thought they had to run it past her first. You know, like she gets to vote on that, you know what I mean?
I would have thought she would have been happy for them.
She was. She's happy for them, and she wants to move out, but Will wants her to stay. And we'll talk to Marlena about it, and he just, and I understand that, how he's feeling. He doesn't want the baby basically being in two different, you know, homes.
Uh-huh.
And I can understand that. I couldn't imagine having my kids part-time. You know, that would kill me. I couldn't, you know. Especially something like a baby. I mean, they say change so quickly. But he's like, oh, I grew up in a broken home. I just don't want Ari to live that way. And Marlena's like, well, you guys can't live together forever.
Right.
Gabby's eventually, you know, Gabby's eventually going to move on and with her life, and she's not going to want to be with you guys either. And the thing is, too, with Wilson being a newly married person living with you.
Yeah.
Because you have to feel through the whole being married thing. You have to, and making that, even though you're living together, you still have kind of have to make adjustments.
Yeah.
And having another person there who's basically causing drama all the time, that doesn't help.
Uh-uh. No. Well, I mean, we know Gabby's leaving anyway. I'm just curious what circumstances she's going to be leaving under.
Yeah, because it sounds like the baby's staying.
Yeah, I was going to say, hopefully the baby's staying.
Yeah.
There was a cute scene where Sammy had the baby on her lap and all, and she, you know, you could tell Allie was trying to, you know, she was trying to, you know, she did a good job of working with her because she was getting kind of fussy and she tried to give her the bottle. So, okay, you don't want that, okay. You know, but cute baby.
Yeah, the baby was, she just gets along with everybody. She was good with Nick this week and Gabby.
I know. They took some good babies for this one.
Yeah. It just seems like ages like 1 to 5 they have a problem with this. It came out too, I think last week, they cast two Sydney twins.
Yeah, you mentioned, you know, I tried to find that on the blog. I couldn't find it. I went back because I wanted to see what you had to say about it. And I went through the different things. I was clicking on things and I just couldn't find it. So just FYI, I don't know what it was under, but I did look for it.
Yeah, I didn't. I actually just didn't put it on the blog. But
oh, okay.
47 had it up on his site, or he also has a Facebook page too if people want to follow him.
Okay.
But he's casting. He knows what's going on. So I recommend him, jason47.com. Yeah, so I just felt kind of weird linking his Facebook page, but there's a baby's agent, but the twins playing Cindy, put it up. I don't know how he finds these things. I don't know how Jason, you know, how would you find something like that? But anyway, so yeah, they look cute. Hopefully they can act somewhat. So.
Yeah, well, I don't know. And then there's Ben coming on, and then you had that, you had a girl on the blog, too, that's coming on. I don't know if she's for JJ or what. Something O'Brien or something. I can't remember the name.
Her name is True O'Brien. She really doesn't have much acting credentials. Like, basically, she did one episode of one, like, Disney show, and that was about it. But, you know, Casey Moss didn't have any experience either. And, you know,
he's doing great.
Yeah.
He's good. He's really, I didn't like him at first, I have to admit, but he's really grown on me.
Yeah, I don't think this acting, I just didn't like JJ at first.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. They were writing JJ and Teresa both to be such unsavory, unredeemable characters that you couldn't find a single thing to root for them with, you know? And I don't know if it was the writing or maybe the acting or what, but I mean, definitely that character's shown growth and evolved, and, you know, and he's done a great job. So I got to give him credit on that.
Oh, and speaking of JJ, JJ started community service. I'm not sure how Anne did this, but somehow magically JJ got assigned to the hospital to work. And I'm like, okay, you have a kid with a history of drug use, and you're sick of him in a hospital where there's drugs all over the place.
Right. Exactly. A place where he's actually stolen a doctor's prescription pad.
Yes. And
he's probably going to be lurking around Liam, trying to figure out what Liam's up to. And then probably a drug dealer or something, and then JJ is going to get pinned for it instead of him or something. I don't know.
Actually, it would have made sense for JJ to be happy Jennifer was dating Liam. Liam was a pharmaceutical rep. So, I mean, you know, he could have gotten a sample. Yeah,
there you go.
But no, actually, somehow Anne rejected the community service and sent him on another one, and she's like, "You're late already," and she just gave him this paper, and he runs off. And then next time you see him, he's at the front of the pub with some guy named Russ, who's wearing basically a safety vest. And JJ's job is to clean graffiti from the square, clean the restrooms, and change the garbage bags. So I don't know how Anne arranged that, but yes, now he's working at the square.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, so he's not in the hospital. But then Bev and Rory see him, and they're just laughing at him. And so, of course, Russ's supervisor's not too happy about that. And then afterwards, Bev kind of hits on JJ, and I'm like, really? He's wearing a safety vest, and he's just garbage.
He just cleaned the toilet. No, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's like, really? That's what turns you on? This kid who, you know, who's on
probation. She lies the man on uniform? I don't know.
Maybe that's it. That's not the right type of uniform, though.
Safety vest? I don't know. Does that qualify?
I don't know. You wouldn't kind of uniform. Go hang out at the pier.
You're like, you look so official, JJ. That's really hot.
Oh, JJ, you're so good at changing that garbage bag. Oh, my God. So that was JJ this week. And, we had a Marlena Stefano scene.
Oh, so I didn't see that.
Yeah, that was Friday. So Marlena goes to Stefano's, and she basically is asking him for a favor. And basically, she asked him, like, if he believes in a higher power other than himself. And I thought that was kind of funny because Stefano agreed to behave if Chad survived. So, you know, she knows Stefano, you know, believes in God and he gives all that money to the church and everything. Even if he doesn't, I know a lot of people, I'm sure you do too. You know, they're in church every Sunday and then you hear during the week they're breaking every commandment.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, it always cracks me up. Or it's like the Giudices on Real Housewives of New Jersey. I mean, you know, Joe Giudices stole all this money and screwed all these people over and tried to steal his brother's identity. But it's like, well, I didn't kill nobody. It's like, that's nice. You didn't break one commandment, Joe. You just forgot the other nine. So, yeah, so... So basically, Marlena asked Stefano, but she said, I just want to talk to Dr. Shaika. She's like, I don't have to be in the same room with him so that he could be video chat or a phone or whatever. She's like, I just want to talk to him. And Stefano's like, you know, basically, why? And she seemed to save Eric. And because of what Kristen did, that she feels like Stefano kind of owes her. It's what he did, what she did to Eric. And it's not really to get Eric back in the priesthood. It's to see if Nicole's story checks out. Yeah, but she doesn't buy that Shaika took her cell phone and ran away and didn't give her the evidence. So, but the thing is, though, I don't think Shaika would, I think he would actually confirm Nicole's story because...
Right.
Yeah, but I don't think he knew that she got into the safe.
No, because he was gone by then.
Yeah, he did say something about a boat, and he did tell her the combination for the lock, but I don't remember him seeing her do it.
Yeah, but he was
kind
of out of it.
Yeah. So that basically was the Marlena Stefano scene. I actually don't remember if he agreed to it or not, but... You kind of get the impression he's gonna agree to it. So, okay. Well, that's pretty much everything on my list. Can you think of anything else?
I think. Adrian's playing contrarian again, right?
Yes. I had that written down and I crossed it out. Yes, Adrian showed up at the Wilson apartment. Justin was out of town again. I don't know why they couldn't bring Wally.
Wally could have come. Come on. They're using that excuse because of Aiden, but, I mean, he could still be back in town now. Come on.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. So they announced the engagement. Adrian said she's concerned mostly about their ages. And if that's her real reason, I mean, she seems okay with Will and everything, and she likes Will and everything. And I think she's being truthful. So when you think of it, really, I mean, Will's what, maybe 21, 22?
Yeah.
You know, so, and she just thought it was too soon and they were too young for all that. And, you know, I mean, she could be right, but that's really up to them, really. And
yeah.
Sunny, actually, Will just bailed when she started acting not that happy. And, of course, Sunny's, like, ripping on her. And he made a comment, like, oh, you know, Sammy's not too thrilled about it either. So later on, Adrian and Sammy talked about it. So, and Sammy's just, you know, kind of like, don't pretend to be happy, you know what I mean? Don't rock the boat. Yep. So, what is Adrian going to flip when she finds out, though, what they did with Nick? Yeah. Oh, and I want to announce, Kenneth just posted in the chat room, he's filming a movie called Bear No Malice.
Wow.
I know. Holy cow.
Very cool.
Yes. So our Kenneth's going to be a movie star now.
Awesome.
So.
Yay, Kenneth. That's cool. That's very cool.
Wow.
And he said he's working on some music too.
Yeah.
Very, very fun to follow our friend Kenneth. You want to give his Twitter account again? Is it KBSoul365?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
Right? Yeah. So follow Kenneth. Follow Kenneth and his adventure and the wonderful things that are happening in his life after all of his hard work, and we're just really excited for him.
Yeah. I mean, how cool is that, you know? How one of our fans went to American Idol and now filming a movie and recording more music. And it's so awesome.
Yeah. Oh, he's such a good peeps. We love it. It's nice to see good things happening to good people, you know.
Absolutely. Cool. Couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't think of anything else on Dave, so I'm good. If there's nobody online or anything that wants.
No, a general hospital. I kind of missed it this week. Is Tam still on? I know Robin's.
I was just going to ask you that question. I think you might. I think that they might be wrapped up with that arc, that mini arc. I haven't watched in about a week and a half. I got to catch up. So
yeah.
I do not know for sure, but I know Robin was announcing she was going to be leaving and all that. So I'm assuming when she leaves, that's when Teo's part leaves too for now.
Yeah, so I thought he said he filmed on her last day. So,
yeah,
but I don't remember him being on this week. I know she. Robin told her daughter and her husband and her mom. I got to say that I'm kind of not impressed with General Hospital. I mean, there's stuff I thought was pretty funny. Like, I love Robin Madsen. I think she's awesome. I used to watch her in Santa Barbara.
It goes up and down, too. There have been times where it was so good that I could not wait to watch it, and Days was what was piling up on my DVR. But it goes through phases, too, and...
Yeah.
It's kind of iffy right now, but I mean, last fall, it was really good. I mean, they've had some really good writing and really good storylines, but, like I said, it goes kind of like Days, it has its good moments and it has its, you know, ups and downs, but I love Dr. O. Oh, she's one of my favorites now. Dr. O and Victor.
Yeah. Jen's in the chat room. He had a scene with Patrick last week.
Oh,
I must have missed it. I had a crazy busy week. But,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So I'll be getting caught up. I'll be getting caught up on that this weekend. All righty. Well,
yep,
we good then?
Wrap it up.
I think we were. All right. Well, hopefully we'll be back next week. We'll have a more full house.
Well, I can't make it next week.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You're gone. I always forget. I keep forgetting. It's been such a crazy, crazy period lately.
Actually,
I might not be either.
Oh, no. I have a 50-50 chance of coming. My son has a playoff game on Saturday, and if he wins, then he plays Sunday morning away.
Oh, boy.
So if he loses Saturday, which obviously I hope he wins, then I can be here on Saturday night.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you've been quite the hockey mom this season.
It's okay when it's
two boys. Two boys playing.
When it's two kids, it's like, oh, my God. But, you know, actually, my oldest son played tonight. He had a goal. So, very happy. had 9 goals on the season, which is pretty good for a kid who never played before.
That's
plus, Andy had a basketball tournament. In the past 24 hours, I've been to 3 basketball games and a hockey game and my little one's hockey practice. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh,
so
you're a good mom.
My excuses are legitimate. I'm looking forward to April and, like, sleeping in on Saturday and Sunday.
There we go. I'm looking forward to April for different reasons. I just want it to stop snowing. I'm really sick of the snow, as I'm sure most of us are at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, tomorrow night we could get 6 inches to a foot.
Yep,
so.
We're getting it right now. We're getting what you're getting in a few days, in the next day. Yep. We'll see what it ends up being, but oh well. This isn't the Weather Channel, I guess, so I'll stop talking about the snow, but I'm pretty sick of it.
Yes, everybody be safe,
right.
And hopefully we'll have a show
yeah.
next week. Thanks,
right.
Anna.
Take care.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.